I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Pharrell with you and Mafia, and I was just I'm watching this game, obviously, Jazz game, and they're, you know, fighting and clawing their way back into this thing right now. They're down 10, just under 3 minutes to go in the first half. The Mavericks up 63-52 on the Blazers at the Moda with 2.5 left in the second. And then everything else is checked in. The Grizzlies won and covered. They covered at 3.5. They win 118-110 over the Spurs. And Ja had 41 points tonight, 15 of 28 from the floor, 8 of 10 from the line. Jaren Jackson had 9 rebounds. Ja had 8 dimes and only 1 turnover in that game. That's crazy. And all they do is win 33-17. Big win for the Grizzlies. The Bulls ended up finishing off the Raptors, and they covered the 4. I went for it. They lost by 6. Drag. I hit the Nuggets. I hit the Hawks. 121-104 over the Kings. Bogdanovich, Okongwu lead the surging Hawks. Bogdanovich had 18 in his return from a knee injury. Okongwu had 18 off the bench. Atlanta they had a slow start. They rallied to beat the Kings. They were down 33-21 after one, but they outscored them 46-17 in the second, and then it was see you later. Harrison Barnes had 28 for Sacramento, and he had 9 boards. Halliburton had 7 dimes. Trey Young had, Ice Trey, 10 dimes in the game. There you go. So in terms of Atlanta scoring-wise, Young, 17, 3 boards, 10 dimes. Okongwu had the 18. Bogdanovich had the 18. There you go. And the Hawks win and cover for me. Money line and spread. Clippers, money line and spread. 111-102 over the Magic. They get it done. Luke Kennard had 17. Amir Coffey, 15. And the Clippers rallied again. They were down 25-23 after the first. They were down after the third, but they outscored the Magic 35-24 in the fourth. And they win that game, and I hit that bet as well. They were getting, they were laying 1.5 when I started the day. By the end of the day, they were getting points. I went with the Pacers. I lost that bet. The Hornets blew them out, 158-126. I mean to tell you, how about the game LaMelo Ball had? 29 points, 10 boards, 13 dimes, the triple-double, 3 threes, 11 of 16 from the floor. Ball is an absolute badass. Scary Terry had 20. Bridges had 22. Oubre had 39, including 10 threes. Kelly Oubre getting involved. Look at him just going off last night. We welcome our radio affiliates to the program. That would be Sirius XM Channel 159. What's up on satellite radio in the U.S., in all of the Southern Hemisphere, and our good friends north of the border in the Great White North, oh, Canada. And, of course, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. Good to have you with us on Pharrell and Avenge on a Wednesday night. Anyway, I got to get this. It's very important that I send this because Kelly Oubre had quite a game. I got to send that to Mafia and Carver High for tomorrow's Coast to Coast. That's a performance right there. Just getting involved. Boy, Kelly Oubre, what a gigantic game tonight. You got to love that. I also have to throw up LaMelo Ball's numbers. Oh, my God. LaMelo Ball has, you know, Mobby, don't you think that kid's a badass?
You know, the whole big baller brand, the brothers, like, he's the best one by far. You know, Lonzo came in with all his hype, but LaMelo's been way better than Lonzo. You know, and Lonzo's found his place. He's found his game. You know, he's not the superstar player. He's the good complimentary point guard, but LaMelo leads that team. You know, at such a young age, that kid is balling out of his mind.
He's averaging 19, 7, and 7. I will tell you that, obviously, he didn't play tonight because he's having knee surgery, but you'd be surprised at Lonzo Ball's numbers this year. They're incredible. And he's having a career year shooting the ball over 42% from three. That is crazy. So both of the Ball brothers are actually lighting it up. And that's an impressive win for the Hornets tonight. I had the Cavs over the Bucks, 115-99. I think that's embarrassing, frankly, what they did to him. Now, Giannis had 26-9-3. But I just think that Kevin Love, with a huge game. He's averaging 14-7-2. He had 25-9-2 tonight. I think that's a really impressive game.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app.
So count your blessings, Sporto.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
All right, so one of the other games tonight I talked about earlier was the Knicks loss. Was I did it without talking about the game that your boy for the Heat had. I just thought Duncan Robinson lit it up. He had 25 tonight, two boards, a dime. It was a plus 26. The guy went off. I mean, you know, he was shooting 69% from the floor, 63% from three. He did it all, the 25 points. In the last 10 games, he's averaged 12. On the season, he's averaging, you know, around 12 points, three boards, two dimes. He shoots about nine threes a game. But in this game, a 7 of 11 from downtown, 9 of 13 from the floor. That's a huge game. And Hero Sandwich also had a good game. He had 21. And he's averaging 20. And so he went about his business and did his thing tonight as well for the Miami Heat. I got to tell you, that really was the easiest money I made this week, was betting on the Heat tonight. I got to tell you, I mean, just incredible how they just are giving me money. It's like they're giving me money. I mean, I can't even talk about it anymore because Mafia said if I keep talking about it, they'll stop giving me money. Mafia's like, just stop. Stop talking about how the book is just giving you, you know, free money because of their crappy spreads.
Yeah, you know, look like a gift horse in the mouth. Like, can't let them get hip to your game.
You know what I mean? I mean, look at Mafia. He's always looking out for me. And he's like, you got to just shut your mouth. You can't be telling him that you got this, you know, incredible, you know, edge from, you know, being around, you know, the grid. Being on Sports Grid, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio, we got the inside edge. And the fact that we're giving you the inside edge and we got the inside edge and we're using the edge to clean them out and take all their money, Mafia told me I need to shut my face. It's unbelievable.
It really is. Holes.
Unbelievable. By the way, the Jazz game now is a 2-point game at the half. Can you believe that? They were down at 39-18. They were down 21 after the first, and then they outscored the Suns 30-11 in the second. Do you think the Jazz can, now that they're back in the game down two, do you think they can actually win this game, or will the Suns turn it back on in the fourth and finish them?
They're going to smoke them. It's a game of runs. They let them come back. They took, you know, some easiness in the after they got that night's lead. Booker dropped 21 the first quarter. They're like, all right, we got this game unlocked. And of course, the Jazz fought back. They're professionals. They're getting paid too. But now that, you know, they woke Phoenix back up, they're going to turn on the Jets and smoke them.
So I'm turning on the Bruins and Avalanche. I think they're in a break, and the Avs are up 1-0. I did hit the Leafs tonight, 4-3 in a shootout over the Ducks. I did hit the Flames on the road in Columbus, 6-0. I got burned on the Blackhawks, and I got burned on the Capitals. Are you surprised that the Sharks beat the Capitals? I am.
Yeah, I am surprised. You know, obviously, the Capitals are one of the best teams in the East right now. I'm surprised that they fell to the Sharks. It's always tough to win wherever you are. And at home, though, you should have the advantage over the Sharks. They got to come all the way across the country. I don't know why they lost to them.
How about the Flames? 6-0 in Columbus. They cleaned them out. Your boy Johnny Hockey was going end-to-end and making great dimes. A backhander to Tkachuk for a goal. He had it all going. Johnny Hockey.
Well, not just that. Did you see? Forget just the six goals. They put up 62 shots in regulation.
Wow, did they really?
62.
That's crazy.
Columbus put up 23. I mean,
that is crazy. Austin Matthews scored the shootout winner tonight for Toronto in their win over the Ducks. You know, Mafia, you never told me what you thought of Denny Bernstein, our boy, our NHL insider, his comments about the Rangers don't matter. Like, he basically said they're not going anywhere. And meanwhile, I think they're a really good team. I love Kreider. I think they're badass. I think they're fun to watch play. I'm a Penguin fan, and I still respect the Rangers. I think they're legit. But I won't disagree. I think the Panthers and Lightning would beat them in a series. But I actually believe the Rangers could take the Panthers and Lightning to six games at least, both of them.
Yeah, I agree. If they're going to play them, it's going to be a long series. I mean, they beat Tampa at the end of last year, 2021. They had like a back-to-back against Tampa and did great against them. So they can definitely hang with them. It's going to be tougher, obviously, as you get, you know, into the playoffs, as they get more guys back, because I'm sure Tampa was missing a few people. I think it was before Kucherov came back. But they're, you know, a good team. They have good depth. They might not be as deep as, you know, Florida or Tampa Bay, but they're gritty. They're tough, you know. Every now and then, guys like Reeves are going to get in your face and mix things up and, you know, maybe knock you off a game a little bit. You know, they added that toughness in the offseason. They lost some of it to injury, but they still have some of it. So I think that they're good. They still have a lot of young pieces that are coming into their own a little bit. So I don't know if they've reached their full potential yet. I get what he's saying. He's not saying that they're, you know, they're gays. He's not saying they're fake, that they can't do anything. Just saying, listen, there are teams that are a little deeper and a little bit better than them, and that's Florida, Tampa. And you know what? From what they showed 2 weeks ago, probably still Carolina as well.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but Nathan MacKinnon got lit up tonight.
Yes, by Hall.
Was that who hit him?
Yeah, and he got the interference penalty. But, I mean, if you watch the video, they talk about, oh, he's bloodied and stuff, you know, acting like Hall just, like, destroyed this guy. He laid a hit. It was late. But it was still a clean hit. The problem was that MacKinnon's stick bounced off Hall's, you know, shoulder and smashed him in the face. That's where most of the damage came from MacKinnon's own stick, not really from Hall doing anything.
So I mean, it doesn't look like it led to anything major. Like, I didn't see any dirty play or fights or anything else.
No, it's just a two-minute minor.
Two-minute minor. But do you think that it's going to lead to something chippy here in a second?
No, I don't. Because, like I said, if it was one thing where he came in high, if he had the elbows up or, you know, kind of went up off the skates a little bit and got the shoulder into the head, you know, if he hit him in the head deliberately, then maybe you have an issue. If he took out the knees or something, if it was a dirty play, I don't think it was a dirty play. It was just a late hit. And the late hit just happened to have his shoulder smash McKinnon's stick into his own face. If it was the stick of Hall, if it was the shoulder of Hall, the elbow of Hall, if Hall was the one who made him bleed and really messed him up, then I think there'd be some, you know, aggressiveness and some people going back at him. But, you know, when you look at it and you see it was a stick, his own stick, you can't really fault the guy.
So when we come back, I kind of want to at least get people up to date on a couple things that are going on here in the, you know, next couple of weeks. Because we're going to L.A. to the Super Bowl week of broadcasting from the city of Los Angeles at SoFi, at Radio Row, at the convention center. A lot going on. We're doing Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio from Lipstick City. It's for all on a bench. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
All right, for all on the bench with you. Anyway, so we're going to L.A., for the Super Bowl week of broadcasting from Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid Radio shows out there in the West Coast in Lipstick City for Super Bowl 56 at SoFi on Sunday. What is it? The 13th, right, Mafia? Isn't that when the game is? I think it's something like that.
Yeah, that's correct. 13th. Monday's day before Valentine's Day.
Right. Right, Monday's the Valentine's Day, the 14th.
It is.
There you go. Very exciting. So we're going to be out there. We're going to be doing the whole network's going to be out there. We're going to do all the shows from Sports Grid TV network and all the Sports Grid radio shows are going to be out there doing shows. You can hear them on Sirius XM, Channel 159, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego, of course, Sports Map, Sports Byline USA, Armed Forces Radio. We're going to be everywhere, and we're going to do all the shows. We're going to do 5 days of Pharrell Coast to Coast from out there, and then Pharrell on a Bench every night out there as well. Same times, Eastern, 4 to 6 for Coast to Coast, 10 to midnight for Pharrell on the Bench from City of Lights, City of Lights, City of Lights. L.A. woman, be my woman. Dig a little down about an hour ago. With a little lot of town, a little long thing, city of light, city of light, Oh man, that was great, the Doors. Anyway, and one other broadcasting note. It appears now that, the last 2 years, Morenci and I will be hosting the Super Bowl pregame show on Sports Grid TV on Sunday, the 13th, the day of the game, from 2 to 6 Eastern. That's what I've been told. I've been informed. And it is on like Donkey Kong. So I will be leaving L.A. on some kind of a flight back to New York City on Saturday. And then Sunday, I will broadcast with your boy, Morenci, the one and only. Gabe and I rocking out on Super Bowl Sunday like we have the last 2 years. So it'll be the 3-year anniversary of doing Super Bowls with Morenci. Always a good time. Always chaotic, crazy, fun, wild, heavy gambling, and smoking and drinking. And I mean, just we cover everything. Plus eating. I will be on a seafood diet that day, as usual. Mafia knows that I'm very capable of eating everything that I see. If I see food, I eat it. I don't care what it is. Eat it. I have to tell you, Mafia, I have been on a rather strange binge lately. I have been binge eating goldfish. As you know, I like goldfish crackers, whatever you want to call them, little snacks. Parmesan and the regular cheddar cheese ones are incredible. I like the original blue ones as well, but they're hard to come by. They're like a commodity. They're like a valuable, like almost like a Bitcoin or an NFT. They're hard to come by. The original goldfish are hard to come by. Now you can get your hands on the colored ones and the, you know, the mega cheddar ones or the regular cheddar ones, or you can even find the Parmesan ones if you know where to go. But finding the original blue, you know, really plaid, vanilla, tasteless cracker goldfish has become a lost art.
I didn't know there were blue ones.
Yeah, there are blue ones, the original. They're flavorless. They're just straight cracker with nothing but salt on them. There is no other value to them whatsoever. They're tasteless. But they're addictive because they get stuck between all of your teeth. And there's something about it that's infuriating because there's nothing worse than having tons of stuff stuck between your teeth unless it's goldfish crackers, which for some reason, when they're stuck between your teeth and in the back of your gums, at the very back of your base of your mouth, at the top molars, when it's stuck there against your gums and wedged in between your teeth, it's actually an enjoyable pain. It's almost like, cut me again, Mick. I like it. You know what I mean? Like,
do you get the Boban size bag?
Because I kind of like it. Yeah. Now Lance Gogg trying to start up with Taylor Hall. So there is some revenge on the table for Taylor Hall as the Avalanche are trying to get even for the hit on McKinnon. So I expect to see someone here in this period lose an eye. They're going after him again right now over on the bench. Landeskog is trying to start a fight with Taylor Hall. He's trying to get him to drop the gloves. Hall is not biting. Landeskog wants to beat his ass. The Avs want revenge for the hit on their star, McKinnon. Shot on. It's just wide of the net. Deflected in front. Ooh, just wide. I used to do fake fights when I called Thrasher games because they were always losing and they were always down 4 and 5 to 1. So in the middle of the game when no one can see it because I was on radio, I would just start a fake fight in the middle of the game and I would just pick two players that may not even have been on the ice at the time. And I'd just do a, you know, fake fight. I just start calling a fight. And then as the game was going on and the Thrashers were getting their ass beat again, as usual, as long as I didn't miss a goal, I would say, you know, that was the key. Don't miss a goal when you're doing a fake fight. So when I did a fake fight, I was always really good at it. And I would just do, you know, these huge, long, drawn-out haymaker festivals and fight eye gouging, you know, everything. It just got really hilarious because no one knew except my color analyst, who was a narc, and he didn't like it. But I don't care because I didn't care what he thought. And it was great because I would just do fake fights. And he was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm entertaining people, unlike you, who doesn't know how to do that. I'm just going to entertain people. We're losing 7-1. So I'm going to do a fake fight and people are going to enjoy it. And they did. Every time I turned around, I'd get up the next day and I would hear of radio stations all over the country playing my fight clips on their sports radio shows because A, when I called goals, I was the best, and B, when I called fights, I was even better. Of course, they couldn't handle me and fired me because I was so crazy in the booth, but that's okay because they paid me for 3 more years on top of the year that they paid me, so that's 4 years of free checks. Thank you very much, Turner Sports. That was the best job I ever had, Mafia. I always told you, there's nothing quite like getting a check every 2 weeks for 4 years, and you work for one.
Got a little free money.
Anyway. Yeah, it's free money, which was fantastic, because I used it toward my... I used it toward my alcohol fund, which was, at the time, very important. You have to have free-flowing booze in the alcohol fund at all times. And I was always prepared for battle. Now, I do want to talk at some length tonight about college basketball because, as usual, I made everybody a lot of money tonight because that's what I do. Tennessee, I hit to win. Florida to cover. That happened. I lost the Providence game on a last-second three. I hit Iowa State to win on the road. Getting three. They won by three. I hit that both ways. I hit Marquette over Seton Hall. I got the Davidson game wrong. I got A&M right. LSU to win. A&M plus 9.5. Double cover there. Now let's take a look at the unranked games in college basketball tonight. Miami getting 5. Cover. Last second three from half court, Mafia. Unbelievable, as Moore's heave at the buzzer helps Miami stun the Hokies in Blacksburg. There's nothing like, as you know, because you've been part of it, you were there the night we lost in overtime in a championship game on a half-court heave that went in, and it was the worst feeling in the world, except that time we walked in on our girlfriends having sex with one another. We were stunned. Stunned at the time when we opened the door with the groceries and they were making love. That did get a goal, but a Bruins with a snapper from the right wing, and they've tied it up, and Rotto in the thin air. DeBrusque with a little wrister. How do you like me now? What a and the equalizer ties it at ones. What a play by the Bruins. He got it on the near wall in his own end. Skated through the neutral zone. Under the right circle and then a wicked wrister to the opposite pole and tanking in. What a snapper by DeBrusque to tie it up in Rotto against the red hot 9 in a row Avs. What a I'm going to look at the rest of these college basketball games that I made you fat stacks on tonight. Coming up on the bench.
It's a jungle out there. So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed. That's where we come in. Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Ferrell on the Bench with Scott Ferrell.
All right, Ferrell on the Bench. I just want to go through a litany of college basketball games tonight that made everybody money. I mean, I got some games wrong, obviously, but I hit so many bets, it's sickening. Tulane, I laid 3. They beat Tulsa. I mean, they blew them out 97-63. hit that. St. Louis, I hit to win, and I had GW in 15 and a half. I said today on Coast to Coast, I love GW with 15 and a half. They lost by 13. Double cover there. Unfortunately, Drake, I had winning laying two. They won by one in overtime. That was a fairly difficult pill to swallow, but, you know, it happens. I still hit them on the money line. I lost for sure the West Virginia game. Oklahoma spanked their ass by 10 in Morgantown. That's a bad loss for West Virginia. I hit Wichita State laying four. They won by five over UCF. I hit Arkansas to win. I went with Ole Miss to cover 4.5. They did not cover. They lost by 9. I hit South Carolina laying 1.5. They beat Vandy by 9. I hit Chattanooga laying 5.5. They won by 9 over Wofford. I hit St. Joe's laying 5. They won by 11 over Duquesne, the Dukes. I got St. Bonnie wrong. They got beat 75-66 by George Mason. I hit UMass on the road, getting one at LaSalle. They beat them by 6. I hit Northern Iowa to win, but Evansville covered there. My number one play of the night was SMU on the road at South Florida, laying 6.5. That was my number one play, and they won by 20. So I hit Michigan to win and Northwestern getting 8 in Ann Arbor. They lost by 2, 72-70. I lost Creighton. Butler beat him in Indy, 72-55. I lost the Providence game because I had Xavier in 2.5. All right, I had Providence plus 8. They covered for me. I had Providence plus 8. I take that back. I did hit Providence plus 8. 65-62, they won the game outright. I hit Florida getting 9. Tennessee beat them 78-71. Fights breaking out all over the ice now between the Avs and Bruins because of the McKinnon hit. Multiple fights going on now at once. Haymaker, 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 Haymaker. Well done with a headbutt. Eye gouge. Georgia Tech beat Florida State. That's flat out embarrassing for Florida State. They shouldn't tell anyone that their girlfriends slept with the entire Yellow Jacket team. Notre Dame, I hit 73-65 over NC State. I had them laying 5. I had Indiana, my number 3 play, laying 8.5. They beat Penn State 74-57, kicked their ass. I had North Carolina winning. I had BC plus 14. BC covered. They lost 58-47. Double cover there. I hit the Miami spread plus 5. Half court buzzer beater wins it. Utah State leads San Diego State right now at the half. I believe 32-31 Aggies. And then I have Washington State going, and they're laying 8.5 to Utah. Utah's getting ripped 65-44 by Washington State with 4 minutes left, and that'll be all she wrote with that one. So once again, Mafia, a very profitable night in college basketball for the Pharrellavidians. And all you have to do is go to PharrellOnTheBench.com to get my winners every day. It's cheap. It's painless. People dig it because it's like filling your gas tank, driving around, and making money and smoking fatties. I mean, it really is. You use my plays, and I make everyone tons of money every month. And then people go, wow, it really is like filling up my gas tank and smoking fatties. It's a beautiful thing. Also, second to none in hockey betting. My pro football betting is illustrious. My college basketball and NBA betting is ridiculous. It really is ridiculous how many games I hit every day. It's not even fair. It should be illegal. Is this legal? I don't know. But it sure is fun, isn't it? It's true. I told you I hit the Heat tonight, the Cavs tonight, both ways on those. Clippers both ways, Hawks both ways, Nuggets both ways, Grizzlies both ways. I mean, Christ. I mean, honestly, you got to wonder. I mean, you'd think I know somebody or something. It'd be like, does that guy know somebody? Because all he ever does is hit all the bets. I got to get on PharrellOnTheBench.com so I can get in on some of this money making. Does he have hot chicks on there too? No, but we're looking into it. It is something that we've been looking into. I have to say, Mafia, after my game, I did come home and eat a giant bowl of beef stew, and I ate a Orville Redenbacher bag of popcorn. I had a ginger ale, and I've drank at least a liter of Gatorade. I am trying to get over dehydration from playing in the game tonight, which is what happens every time I play. I chug Gatorade, but only sugar-free zero. Gatorade zero is what I drink because there's no sugar in it because I'm pre-diabetic or allegedly pre-diabetic, according to people that think they know, like my doctor.
I thought you only played 10 minutes. I dehydrated already. They only played limited minutes. You get dehydrated from that?
Yes. I played like 12, 15 minutes tonight, and just running for 12 or 15 minutes made me dehydrated because I had so much sex today. Today was my first day of clearance for sex, where after taking all these nuclear meds that I've been taking for 8 days, I was in the clear to have a small session with 34C, and I was able to convince her that as long as I brought out my raincoat, that everything would be okay with my diseased, let's just say, package. And all I know is that I was able to win her over with my good looks and charm, and I was able to finish the deal. And it was very impressive moment in time. And when I was done with that, I had a giant bowl of tortilla soup and became dehydrated.
Plenty of sugar. I mean, salt in that, yeah. You know, I was just thinking the other day, actually, that I haven't had, like, a good beef stew in a long time. Was it homemade or store-bought?
I had beef homemade, all homemade, in the crock pot all day long simmering, where the house smells good for, like, 8 or 10 hours.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it was really good. And I think the only thing that would have made it better would be several 5-foot graphic tokes. But I did not do that. But I was thinking about it, even though I don't do 5-foot toke graphs anymore. I was thinking about it. And I think it would have made it better if I was completely baked when I had the beef stew. There's nothing quite like it. I have to say that the in this second period, the Bruins and your boy Pasta are outplaying the Avs clearly. And now on the doorstep, they get the goal to take the lead with a backhander from Coyle. Charlie Coyle. What a goal. And the Bruins fans on a road trip to the thin air of Rado. Remember, when you drink beer in the high altitude, every beer is like four beers on sea level. So if you think you can drink 10 beers at an Avalanche game, being from Boston, it's like drinking 24 beers and you will be hugging a toilet within 4 hours. This is a special service announcement from Don't Drink Too Much in the Thin Air. I'll never forget when I went to Colorado for the first time and I was of age, I decided to go skiing in Steamboat, and I thought, you know, upon my arrival, I would drink a 12-pack of beer until I noticed that it was like drinking two cases of beer, and I hurled for 5 hours.
Yeah, a bunch of my friends figured that out. I had my first bachelor party out there in Colorado, and whew.
It's not good.
I mean, when we first we landed, it went right to breweries, so that was a long, long day to start it, too.
That's a bad idea, too. I just wanted to say it takes longer to boil noodles there as well. And tennis balls don't bounce very well there, I just wanted to say. Something to do with altitude and hippies, actually. You knew that Jesus lived in Fort Collins. I told you that before. A breakaway goal, but he missed it. He shot it high. Oh, the chance blown by the Avs to tie it up on a breakaway down the slot. He came screaming in and shot it high. Oh, to humanity. Oh, people running for their lives. Oh, from heaven above. Man, here's your boy Pasta. Here's your boy Pasta. Marchand and a goal. Marshawn with a snapper. Top shelf where Grandma keeps her reefer and the M&Ms when she's got them in stock. With a Andrew Marshawn. Mafia, didn't you pick Boston today?
Yeah, yes, I did pick Boston in this game. So right now, that is working out well for me. I mean, this is, you know, a team that's had their issues. And as long as you're not playing Tuca, you know, they can be a pretty good team.
I got it going tonight against your boy Darcy Kemper. Getting lit up. Brad Marchand over the glove. Far side with a wicked wrister.
Yeah, it seems like after they got that big hit on the big guy McKinnon, they shook the team a little bit, and they're a little sluggish here.
I guess so. Now back to the Suns game. They lead 74-64 over the Jazz after it was a two-point game at the half. After three quarters now, the Suns, as Mafia predicted, are kicking the Jazz ass again. Jazz down 10. They get the last shot here in the third. Very exciting night tonight on the bench with all these games going on. There's nothing quite like the winter when we get all kinds of snow and blizzards and nor'easters and bomb cyclones, but we still have NBA, college basketball, and NHL out the arse. Thank God for wintertime sports, because otherwise we'd all be smoking crack because we're stuck indoors in sub-zero temperatures. When we wake up in the morning, our pipes are frozen and our bodies are frozen, and it's 0 degrees outside. We live in hell. Although the sun does shine once in a while in the winter. It's funny, in the summer it never shines, maybe once a week. We have gigantic typhoons and hurricanes and massive hail and windstorms and snow, or rather rainstorms and deluges. But in the winter, when it's 0 degrees, have you ever noticed it's sunny like 5 days a week with not a cloud in the sky and just crystal clear, freezing weather?
You always get the most sun, too, like after you have that snowstorm, so it completely blinds you as the sun reflects off the ground.
Yeah. We're supposed to get 2 feet of snow on Saturday here in New York City. Boy, I can't wait for that. What a fantastic day that'll be on Saturday with my snowblower out in the driveway, and the possibility and odds of me having a massive heart attack rise 80%. It's Pharrell on the bench.
My buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so if he hears you crystal clear, I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
Mafia is excited because I told him we could get Speedy Weedy to deliver to our hotel in California in less than a half an hour. That was exciting news. I also wanted to say that I have massive gas right now, and that after eating 7 bowls of beef stew and bags of popcorn and multiple beverages, I'll be passing that along to 34C tonight in bed in less than 30 minutes from now for upwards of 6 consecutive hours. Dry, preferential treatment for her this evening under the cover and guise of a frozen night in New York City where you're covered in blankets and down pillows and everything else. I'll be under there releasing my tension for 6 hours, and she'll go unannounced, unnoticed, that it's been rifling off her leg and stomach area for the entire night. And then she'll wake up in the morning and wonder why the room doesn't smell right. It is a problem. I also noticed after playing basketball tonight in a big game that when I stood up to turn off some equipment in my studio moments ago, I was in atrophy. My legs hurt, my hips hurt, my quads hurt, my back is stiff, and I'm miserable. I'm going to go use the I'm going to go use the thumper on my body right now and feel great pleasure before I go pass gas on 34C all night. Here's to hoping we don't have a blizzard tonight so that I can wake up tomorrow and take my son to school and hate doing that as well. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 Eastern for Pharrell Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV from New York. For Mafia, I'm Pharrell. Good night, everybody.